Our next report comes from the Proctor School District, Pike Lake Elementary School. Mr. Marone is the teacher there.
Hello, my name is Lindsay, and I'm in our phonology virtual classroom with seven other students from Pike Lake Elementary School. Although we wish we were back at school, there are still plenty of observations to make from our homes. These are the observations of the week of May 17th.
Hi, Ashley here. I observed a blue jay on Sunday, and I've been observing warm weather over the week. At my house, we have flowers growing in our yard, and our chives are flying. We also have strawberries growing, and I've been observing many different kinds of birds in our yard.
Greetings, it's Gavin, and on Sunday I observed a daisy and a big bundles of marsh marigolds and foliose lichens.
Hello, it's Bailey. I saw my first hummingbird at our hummingbird feeder. We have a bunch of tadpoles in our pond. On Tuesday, I observed we now have leaves on our maple trees and not just buds. The pollen is bad right now, and my mom's allergies are in full swing. I observed wild violet weeds in our yard. Lastly, I saw a beaver dam in a swamp by the road.
Leora here. On Monday, my mom and I were on a walk, and we saw two geese on an old muskrat house. Once we got to the other end of the pond, the geese started honking like crazy and flew to the other pond. We think that the geese might have a nest nearby, and were trying to distract us from it. In my yard, I have been seeing many wild strawberry flowers, and noticed that they are usually in clumps. On Wednesday, I saw a little black and white bird eat a mosquito only a few feet in front of me. It was a warbler. Lastly, on Thursday, I saw some tiny red water bugs that I discovered were red water mites.
Hello, this is Haley. On Monday, I observed four geese and I saw two crows. On Tuesday, I saw two black-capped chickadees and I noticed our crabapple trees leafing out. And I saw a blue jay on Wednesday.
Hello, it's Lindsay, and these are my observations. I observed three bunnies playing together on Monday. I also noticed a lot of dandelions popping up around our yard this week. The ferns are also starting to grow. There is a paper wasp's nest on the bottom of our bird feeder. I've been noticing a lot of squirrel activity around my yard and woods. I saw two Canadian geese fly by my window on Tuesday. I have noticed the temperature going up a lot this week, as it has been 60 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. I noticed that our weeping willow tree is starting to turn green.
Hey there, it's Britta. On Saturday, I saw my first Oriole of the year, so on Sunday, we put out the jelly. All this week, it has been warm but windy here in Otter Tail, Minnesota. On Tuesday, we were going for a bike ride and also saw two geese fly by. I have been noticing that when my cat goes outside, she likes to eat grass and roll around in the sand. I know that she eats grass to clear her digestive system, but I was not sure why she would roll around in the sand. So I did some research, and it turns out that it feels good and it helps them stretch. It also said that they do it because they can, and I thought that was pretty funny.
Konnichiwa, I'm Catherine. During last week's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I observed little green leaves about the size of a quarter all over the ground. On Sunday, I observed the pair of ducks that live on the paved road swimming in the culvert stream, except this time there was another female. On Monday, my mom observed two geese flying and one of them went to the bathroom while flying. Tuesday, I observed a mother eastern Phoebe, a loon, and a squishy full-sized red-bellied snake that got squished by a car. Wednesday, I observed a dead carp in our lake. They look sort of like a suckerfish.
This concludes our phonology report from the outer reaches of the Proctor School District.
Be aware.
Things are happening out there.
Hey, kids. Great report. Thank you so much. What a wonderful report. Lots of good things. Cowslips, tadpoles, leaves coming out on the maples, strawberries in bloom, red water mites. You know, every one of those kids seemed like they had something they discovered and then went on to do a little research. And that is so amazing. It's a testimony to their teachers and to the intrepid kids that are in the class. Congratulations.